As promised, we are now joined by the Watson Twins in advance of the show.
Welcome.
They're going to be playing tonight out at Musician's Corner on the main stage. Things kicking off at 5 p.m. with Daphne Michelle, followed by Lauren Farah, then Don Gallardo and Lily Winwood, followed by Angel Snow, and then the Watson Twins taking the stage tonight at 7:55. Welcome back. It's so great to see
you. Thank you.
And have you back
us.
Here in studio anytime. Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. So we're stoked about tonight's show out at Centennial Park. Musician's Corner is back, which is a big Nashville thing.
Yeah, yes, we're kicking it off tonight.
And you call Nashville home now, right?
Home is here. It's been about 6 years, and we're originally from Louisville, Kentucky. So really, it's kind of, I feel like it's just an extension.
Mm-hmm.
Although I will say, Nashville's way more southern, you know?
So yeah,
we definitely feel like we're in the South properly now.
And it's 6 years. You can claim it. I think 6 years
well,
is a good amount of time.
Well, that's what I was going to say. When do you officially? Like, when do you cross over from, I just moved to Nashville 6 years ago.
I won't make you answer this, but a fun game is to ask somebody, what do they think of as new Nashville people? Like, how long has a new Nashville person lived here? The answer is largely anyone that moved here after I did. That's what people say.
I do know some people who have been here like 2 to 3 years that definitely are like, oh, these new people. I'm like, wait a second, you've only been here two years.
Wait, you're the new person.
Yeah, we've been here six years.
You know? And I come in, I'm like, I'm on 12.
Yeah.
Jay's on 20. Man, we're so happy that you're here. The record is called Duo. Just came out last year, and you'll be performing, I'm sure, lots of the stuff live tonight. We're going to spin Hustle and Shake in just a minute because we want
to.
And I'm guessing you guys are okay with it.
Yes.
But the record's called Duo, and you approach this thing differently. I was really surprised by this. So the previous albums you made were largely songs that you wrote kind of separately. Is that right?
Yeah. Wow. I think musically, you know, for us, like we had to share everything our whole life, so including DNA, which is tough, and like, you know, growing up sharing rooms and cookies and all those fun things that kids have to share as siblings. But you know, when we started writing songs, it was really personal of like, this is my song, that's your song, and you can't have a part of this.
Yeah.
You can sing it with me, but really it's my song. And I think, you know, after making, you know, 5 records and touring a bunch, and when we moved to Nashville, we kind of took a break from making our own music, and we're just doing backup gigs and singing with people in the studio and having a blast doing that. But I think that step away from our own music helped us realize that our strength is in the power of two.
Sure.
And so that's what people want us to do in their bands, and that's where we really found this comfort of singing together. And so in the studio, we decided to sing all of the parts together. So all the lead part is sang together, all the harmonies are sang together, we double each other, and then all the music was written, the two of us together. So that's why it seems like everyone's like, Duo, such a clever name, you guys.
We're basically
we're wordsmiths, so our band name is the Watson Twins, and our record's called Duo. So.
Oh my goodness. Yeah, and my radio name is Adam. So we're all getting along great.
Yeah.
It's so funny.
Cut from the same cloth.
I love this too. You clearly are Nashville people, because the Nashville musician hang is largely talk about music some, laugh a lot. Have you found this to be the case too? And tease each other gently in fun ways.
Oh yeah,
you're getting on this vibe, aren't you?
Oh yeah, we definitely have just created an awesome community here. I feel like being in LA for 15 years, you know, we definitely had our musical family there, and we were trepidatious about coming to Nashville because we felt like a totally different club, different way that people commune. You know, in LA, your bands play shows together. In Nashville, you co-write.
Yeah.
You experience music together in a different way. You go to shows together, like those type of things. And so I think we were trepidatious, but we've, you know, managed to make some really amazing connections musically here. And
it's just it's a warm community. And I think that's something that we felt from the get-go, like when we got here. It's very diverse, and it's very much, you know, people, again, you know, creating together versus not in LA. It's very singular. It's like this band writes their songs. They don't co-write with people.
Yeah,
it's kind of like territorial.
Sure.
Whereas here just felt way more collaborative, and it was exciting for us, you know, and we've continue to be able to do
tonight,
amazing things.
I think tonight's like a perfect example of that, where we've got an amazing band playing with us this evening. So our producer and longtime collaborator, Russ Pollard, who was in Sebado and Everest, is going to be on drums. And then Carl Rummel and Tom from My Morning Jacket are going to be playing tonight.
Cool.
And we've got Jeff Adamchek, who has been out on the road with Raylan Baxter for these last few months. So it feels like a really great collection of people, and I'm just gonna tell you guys, the practices have been really good.
That is that not the best feeling, where the music is just working and it's like hard to sleep because you're just amped?
This is actually,
I woke up this morning and I was like, I can't wait to play these songs with these people. And I mean, let's be honest, the weather's looking a little sketch, but I'm putting it into the universe that nothing's gonna happen until around 9:30, 10. All the music is going to be wonderful tonight. Mm-hmm. And, you know, as far as just being able to actually sing these songs and play with these folks, and even if, you know, there's a little mist in the air, we're super pumped. It's going to be amazing.
Carl played a lot on the record, and you can hear, like, his licks on Hustle and Shake that are just so specifically him. And he really gave this record a different feel in a lot of ways. And so he was an integral part. This is the first show we will have played with him.
Wow.
Hearing those parts from the record, you know, we play with a lot of different guitar players who are like, they hint at his parts, but he's also so specific as a player.
Sure.
There was only one him. Yeah. You know? So there's two of us, but there's one him. So it's like, it's all happening.
He's going to come out with a record called Solo.
Uno.
Uno's better than Solo. Jay beat me on the joke. All right, I'm going to lick my wounds as we listen to this song. The Watson Twins, Hustle and Shake.